Daf is Daf Tes Zayin. So the very beginning starts with a new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Pigel Bekometz Velo Belavona. Let's say the Kohen had in mind while he's doing the Kmitza that he wanted to eat the Shiraim. If we just look at Rashi for a second, two lines down, Pigel Bekometz, Baktaras Kometz, Chishav Al Shiraim. As he did the Kmitza, he had in mind he's going to eat the Shiraim outside the Zman, outside the Makom. So he only has Bizman Kmitza Velo Belavona, says the Mishnah, but not when he did the Lavona. We know in order to eat the shiraim of the mincha, you need to do two things. There's two matirim. There's the matir of the kmitza, and then there's the matir, the haktaras kmitza, I should say, and then there's the haktaras lavona. So this kohen only had in mind the machshava, psul machshava during the komets, but not during the lavona. Or, the Mishnah says, bilavona v'lova komets, only one, not the other. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer, pigol v'chayav malav karis. This is considered pigol, and one who goes ahead and eats the shirayim gets karis. Because Rabbi Meir holds that even for a chatzi matir, you can make a iser of pigol. Come along the chachamim omrim. Ein bo karis ad shifagel b'chol ha-matir. Chacham hold that it's not going to be pigol until you're mefagel on all the matirim. That means the kmitza and the levona as well. So then the Mishnah says further. Now, the modim chachamim, the chacham agree, the Rabbi Meir, b'minchas chote, b'minchas kinaos, shim pigol b'komets, shu pigol, v'chayim alakarets, sh'akomets hu amatir. The one example where the chacham agree that the kmitza alone, the machshava during kaktaris kmitza would be sufficient to make a pigol, would be by a minchas chote, a minchas kinaos, with a minchas chote, that means where there's no lavona, in which case the only matir that is there is kmitza. So thinking of shas, pigol during shas of the kmitza would make this pigol. Then the Mishnah says further.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the Mishnah says halfway down, Shachet Echem Nekvasim, they shecht one of the Kvasim, Lechol, Beis Chalos, Lamachar. Let's say you shecht one of the Kvasim. It's referring to on Shavuos. The Shavuos, they would bring two Kvasim. Let's say you shecht one of the Kvasim, Lechol, Beis Chalos. So the carbon Shavuos had the Shnei Kvasim, it also had Shnei Chalos, Shtei Lechem it's called. So let's say you shecht one of the Kvasim, Lechol, Shtei Chalos, Lamachar. You have the Machshava during one of the Shchitas, to eat both of the Chalos tomorrow. Hikdir, or it's another situation, Hikdir, Echam na Bezichin, if you, Makdir, remember we had the Lechem upon him, there were two Bezichim of Lavona. So the Lavona, the Bezichim Lavona is what's Matir, the eating Lechem upon him. So let's say the Kohen only is Makdir one of the Bezichim with a Psul Machshava of Lechel Shtei Sidarim. Two Sidarim means the two groups of the Lechem upon him, each one six loaves, a total of 12. So you have in mind during one of the Bezichim, to eat it Machar, Lamachar, Rabbi Meir, yet again, l'shitasa holds pigol v'chayavim l'akaris. Even though you do only a shas, you only have pigol during one of the shchitas of the kvasim, and only during one of the haktaris of bezichim, it's enough. Even a chatzi matir, says Rabbi Meir, could be mefagel. V'chachamim also l'shitasim holds omrim ein b'akaris ad shifagel b'chol matir. Not true. You have to have the psul machshava during shchita of both kvasim. You have to have psul machshava during both bazichim, since the case above, but only one of them, it won't be chayiv karis. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, shachat echad me'akvasim lechol mimenu lemachar hu pigol v'chaveru kasher. Let's say you shecht one of the kvasim. Remember, we said in Shavuos that there are two kvasim. You shecht one of the kvasim to eat that kevis itself. Up until now, we've been talking about shechting the keves to eat the shtei lechem. Here it's referring to shechting the keves with a psul machshava to eat the keves itself tomorrow. So the lach is, that would be considered pigol, and its counterpart, the other keves, would be kasher, because nothing to do with that keves. And, but lechol mechaveiro, but let's say you shech keves A. In order to eat keves B tomorrow, then shneim kshem, because we view them completely independent of each other. So the Sfas Emes and Karen Ora ask a question. Wait a second. If you shech keves A, to eat keves A, that's pigol, because that's viewed independently. It goes against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah tells us that the shnei kvasim are ma'akvin zedzeh. They are connected to each other. You cannot eat eat keves A until you shech the keves B as well. They're not viewed as independent. They're viewed as very much intertwined with each other. So how could the Mishnah say that if you shech keves A, to eat keves A lamachar, it's chai pigol? There's no heter until you've shechted the keves B as well. So both Sfas Emes and Karen Ora answer that no, each keves is actually independent. When we say in the Mishnah that they're makvin zedzeh, that is an external psul. But really, inherently, each one independently is its matir for itself. It's considered a complete matir for its own keves. Ah, it's makvid zeh, makvid zeh zeh. That's a secondary point, but be'ikr, primarily, it really is matir, its own keves on its own.
That's why Rav Meir doesn't argue here?
That's why, well, Rav Meir would have certainly agreed, this is a chiddush of Chachamim. Certainly Rav Meir would agree, a chatzi matir. Here, even Chachamim would agree that this is a cool meeting.
So that's pigle, chadim kosher. So that's okay. That would not make sense according to Rav the mayor.
Yeah, sure, sure would. Yeah.
He's saying one, he could do chatzi.
Huh?
Doesn't Rav hold one? You could do chatzi. You only need chatzi matir.
You don't. This is right. That's the halacha. Shach echem nefasim lechem menu machar hu pigle. Because they're independent. So
independent. I'm saying they're okay. Well, in the next case,
same thing. They're independent. Nothing to do with each other. Kmita and Lavona are for the Shiraim, but the Kvasim, Keves A has nothing to do with Keves B, and therefore you can't connect the two of them together. It's not viewed as a Chatzimater. It's viewed as if you're doing nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, mamish nothing. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amarav Machlokes Shinasan Esa Komets Bishtika. The whole debate above between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, but a chatzi matir being mefagel or not being mefagel, is all in a situation where you did the kmita, the kohen did the kmita b'shtika. He didn't say a thing. And then when he did the lavona, he had machshava. So that's a clear case where you only had a psul machshava during one of the shtei matirim. Aval nasan hakometz b'machshava. If you first did the kmita with a psul machshava, and as a lavona b'shtika, then you did the lavona quietly, so then divrei hakol pigel. Everyone agrees that would be pigel. Why? Since the kmita was done first b'machshava shekola osa al das rishon ha'osa. We have this cloud many places. It's very halacha l'mais when it comes to anything l'shma. When you do the first thing, whatever you do, it's all based on your first das. So since in this scenario the first das was shas kmita and the kohen had a psul machshava, that psul machshava carries over to the levon as well. So that wouldn't be a chatzi matir. That would be a psul machshava on both matirim. Even Chachamim would agree that would be pigel. Again, the whole debate is only when you were quiet during the komets and you had shas machshava during the levona. That's where there's a chatzi matir, and that's where there's the debate. And comes along Shmuel. Now Shmuel Amar Adayin hi machlokas. It still is a machlokas, even if you have the machshava during kmitza and you're quiet during levona. Shmuel thinks it's still a debate. Even in that case, Chacham say it's not necessarily true that psul machshava carries over to the levona as well. So Gemara now says Yosef Rava. One time Rava was sitting down. The Kamar Lala Shmaisa. He was learning the sugya, this debate between Rav and Shmuel, whether the machlokas in both cases or not. And then he asks the following question, or someone asked to him, Esive Rav Acha Barav Huna LaRava. So one of the Talmidim asked Rav the following question based on this brisa. What does it tell us? It's a Tosefta. Bamed Vamamur, when is it all true? That what? That the machshava of Kometz is Mefagel. So the Tosefta says, Bekmitza Uve Matan Kli Uve Hilach. When you do the kmitza, when the kohen puts it into the kli sheni, when he walks it over to the mizbeach, all those is where this discussion of kmitza is mefaga. Aval ba'lo laktara, if you come to do a haktara, nasin sakometz b'shtika v'salavona b'machshava. If you do the kmitza and you're quiet, and then there's a lavona with the psul machshava, or you do a sakometz b'machshava and salavona b'shtika, the opposite, you have a psul machshava during kmitza, and you're quiet during levona. Rabbi Meir Omer pigol v'chayav l'karis, because Rabbi Meir doesn't care the order. As long as one of the matirs is a psul machshava, that's pigol. Whether it's only the levona or only the kmitza, it's pigol for Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omer ein b'karis ad shifaga b'chol matir. He thinks both cases, whether you had psul machshava during kmitza alone or during levona alone, it's not enough until you have a pigol during both the kmitza and Lavona, you need it b'chol matir. So that's the Tosefta. So the Gemara says clearly, what's the Kasha? Katani Mia, we see from this Braisa, this Tosefta, Nasin es hakomet b'machshava, ves halavona b'shtika, that if you did a psul machshava during kmitza, and then you were silent during the Lavona, pligi, there still is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. This supports Shmuel, and it's a tiyufta derav. So the Gemara says, Ema, let's tweak the Tosefta and say, Ema, ukfar nasan eselavona b'shtika. Now what it means is, if you did kmitza, if you already had, sorry, when you had the machshava during the then he had machshava during the Lavona. So then what happens is, again, Ema ukvar nasanes Lavona b'shtika. The situation where you already gave the Lavona, you had shtika beforehand.
You did the Lavona before the Kmitza.
You did, right, did the Lavona first, you did Lavona shtika. So it says in the case you did a situation where Kmitza, again, you had...
You remarked the Lavona b'shtika, and then you had a machshava on the Haktaras Kmitza.
And so since the situation where it was initiated b'shash shtika, that's why there's a machlokas. But had it been where you did the Lavona first with machshava and then the kmitza, or you did the kmitza with machshava first, whenever it was first done was psul machshava, then even chachamim would agree it would be pigal and chayiv karis. So Gemara says shtei tshuvas b'davar. There are two problems with this explanation. Chad, the number one is hainu de kamaisa. That's the same exact case as the first one of doing the kmitza b'shtika and lavona b'machshava. Same thing. We're saying Lavona b'shtika and Kmitza b'machshava. The same exact case, meaning with the first, whatever you did first was b'shtika, and whatever you did second was clearly b'machshava. What's the new chiddush in this case? That's number one. Number two is the problem with this explanation is ve'od hatanya acharkach. Doesn't it clearly say acharkach that you did Lavona afterwards? You can't say, oh, that really means kvar, that Lavona was done at first. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Targuma Rav Chani, we're going to take the Braisa, the Tosefta, at face value, where in fact it was a situation where you first did the Kmitza b'machshava and you did Lavona b'shtika. B'shtika. And the case here is a Targuma Rav Chanina b'beis deos, which means there are two Kohanim that are doing this. Meaning Chacham hold, according to Rav's understanding, Rav holds if the Kmitza was done b'machshava, and Lavona was done shtika, it's all hakol b'dak kadas adas rishon hu osa. It would all be machshava, that's considered machshava b'chol matir, and Chacham would say that's pigal. But the case here is where you're breaking up where Kohen A does the kmitza b'machshava, Kohen B does Lavona b'shtika, so that's the situation where you cannot carry over hakol osa das harishona, since there are two different kohanim doing it. And in this case, he would argue and say it would not be pigal, because you separated between two different kohanim. The Gemara now says, around halfway down from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, Tashma. Bamed v'amamur, when is this all true? So what's all true? Rashi said, we're talking about matana achas pigal. When is it true if you simply do one of the sprinklings, you know, with a number of sprinklings of blood, if you only have a pigal during one of the matanos, that would render it pigal. So when is this all true, says the Braisa? B'med dvar mamurim, b'damim ha-nitanin al mizbeach ha-chitzon. When it's coming to the blood sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, since we know that even though a number of the karbanos, such as a chatas, requires multiple sprinklings, if you do one, you're mechaper. So just like you're mechaper with one sufficient b'dieved, so too one would be enough if you have pigal, psul machshava, during one of them, that would make it all pigal. Aval, says the Braisa, dam ha-nitanin al mizbeach ha-pnimi. The blood that's sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, it's called the mizbeach ha-pnimi, also known as mizbeach hazav, also known as mizbeach ha-ktores, three different names for the same mizbeach that's inside. So let's say the blood that goes on the inner mizbeach could go in mem gimel shi yom ha-kippurim, the 43 sprinklings of Yom Kippur. What are the 43? So look at Rashi quickly for a little calculation here. Rashi explains the arbaim u'shlosh di yom ha-kippurim, the 43 sprinklings that take place in Yom Kippur. So shmona hazav stepar ben abadim, that there are eight sprinklings of the cow that go bin abadim of the aron in the kodesh kodashim, which is achas amala v'shev lamata, one above and seven below. That's a total of eight from the cow. And we do same thing ches desayir, another eight of the goat in the bin abadim. Harei tezayin, that's 16. Then the next sprinklings are kenegdel b'heichal. We do the same exact thing on the heichal, which is kenegdel the parochas. That's another 16. Eight from the sayir, eight from the par. That's a total now of harei lamed beis. That's 32. The Dal Karnos HaMizbeach, when we do four sprinklings on the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Harei Lamed Vav, that's 36. V'Zayin Al Taharo, and then we do another seven on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shalos Mizbeach, that's another seven, that gives us now 43. That's the 43. Okay? So we're good to get, good to go. So then Rashi points out, before I do that, I should say that he's a Kishadama Par V'Sar Ma'ar Muravin Miyachad, you mix them together, then you do the final seven on top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that gives us Harei Mem Gimel. So when it comes to the 43 sprinklings in Yom Kippur, And then back inside the Gemara now quotes V'chadisrei shel par koin Mashiach, the 11 sprinklings that are of the koin Mashiach, of the koin gadol sins. So then he has to bring par, and there's 7 sprinklings. Rashi says 7 that go on the paroches, then 4 that go on the mizbech apnimi. That's a total of 11. And we have the same breakup when the Brisa says V'chadisrei shel par helm davar shel tzibur. The parm davar shel tzibur, there's a hara, and the tzibur listens to the mistaken hara of the bezin. They bring what's called a par helm davar shel tzibur. That's Maseches Horyos. They also do 11. So those are all karbanos that go take place in the Mizbech HaPanimi. So what's halacha? What's the difference between Mizbech HaPanimi and Mizbech HaChitzon with respect to Pigul? So the Brice explains, Pigul, Bein Birishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis. So if let's say you have a Pigul, whether it's in the first, or second, or third one, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Pigul, V'chayav Melav Kares, you're going to get Pigul because Rabbi Meir holds even Chatzi Matir will make it Pigul. But Chachamim Omrim, Ein Bokaris Ad Shifaga B'chol HaMatir. Chacham hold, not true. When it comes to Mizbech HaPnimi, you have to have Shas, you have to have Sumach Shava during all 43 sprinklings of the Yom HaKippurim. All 11 sprinklings of the Par Kor Mashiach. You have to have every single one because they require B'chol HaMatir.
What does Rabbi hold? Rabbi hold even one of each one?
Rabbi Meir would hold even one, exactly. So then the Gemara now says, what's the relevance to our discussion? Katani Mia, we have from our discussion, this Brisa now, Pigul, Bein Birishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis. Whether it's the first, second, or third one, you see that they're Upligi, they're arguing. Rashi explains Upligi. Afilu Pigul Birishona, Pligi Rabbanan. Even if you had Psumach Shava during the first one, on the first sprinkling of the Mizbech HaPnimi Karbanos, they still argue. Alma, Lo Aminan Shnia Vishlishis Al Das Rishona Ose. The Brisa says, again, if you have a mind during the first or the second or the third, just one machshava, Chacham hold, it's not going to be psul machshava until you have a psul machshava on every single one of the 43 sprinklings. So why don't we say if you have psul machshava on the first one, shouldn't we say, hakol osa das rishonahu osa? It's based on what his first thought was. Must be that we don't say that way. You have to have a psul machshava on every single one. So the Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Hachanami b'shei deos, maybe you're talking about two Kohanim. I mean, Chachamim hold that when the Kohen has a Psumach Shava for the first one, that Psumach Shava carries over to every single one. That's really what they hold. That's the Sheet of Rav. But this Brisa here is referring to two Kohanim. So just because Kohen A have Psumach Shava during the first sprinkling, and then Kohen B comes along, you cannot carry over Kohen A's Machshava to Kohen B. It's completely separate. So if you want to tell me that that's the case, that the two different Kohanim, and that's why we don't say go based on the Das Rishon Ho'osa. So the problem is, the Gemara says, Hanich L'man Damar Par V'afilu B'damo Shapar. This all makes sense if you hold that if, let's say, a Kohen Gadol, remember talking about Yom HaKippurim here. So Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodos. You can't split it up. So how do you have a case where a Kohen Gadol gives it to another Kohen Gadol? It must be where he became Pasul. He became possible, became Tame, something happened to him. So now you have to have a replacement Kohen Gadol on that day. So what happens is Kohen Gadol A, the initial Kohen Gadol, shechted a par, he's busy sprinkling the blood, and then he becomes Tame. So now what happens is, do we let Kohen Gadol B take that blood he was using, or does he have to now shecht a whole new par and start the process all over again? So if this would all make sense, you could create this brisa to be a case where the two different Kohanim Gadolim, if you assume that par v'afilu b'damo shapar, that the replacement Kohen Gadol is allowed to not only use the cow, but even the blood of the cow, he could continue. So then you could say that two different Kohanim Gadolim are splitting up the sprinklings. That Kohen Gadol A did sprinkling A, and he had a psul machshava, but then he got tameh, so Kohen Gadol B came in and did sprinkling of the blood, that same blood, he did the second sprinkling, you cannot carry over from one Kohen to another Kohen. But El Mandamar, there's another Mandamar, that par v'lo damol shapar ma'ik lameimar. There is another opinion that the Kohen Gadol who has to replace him cannot pick up where he left off, where Kohen Gadol left off. He actually has to start all over again and do a whole new shechita. So then how do you ever have a situation where two Kohanim Gadolim, by the case of Yom Kippur, are able to split up the sprinklings for one or the next? We are saying that Kohen Gadol B needs to start all over again. He cannot use the leftover blood of Kohen Gadol A. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava comes and explains no. What's the case here? It's really referring to one Kohen Gadol. It's one Kohen Gadol. So how come we don't say if Kohen Gadol A, or Kohen Gadol rather, thought psul machshava during the first sprinkling, why don't we say hakol ha'osa al das rishon ha'osa and let it carry over through all the other sprinklings? So Rava says we're talking about a case hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shepigal b'rishona v'shasak v'shnia u'pigal b'shlishis. So first this Kohen Gadol had a psul machshava during the first sprinkling. Then the second one he was quiet. But then the third one he had another psul machshava. So the Gemara says, "Darminan nisak adaitach kol haosa das rishon haosa." If we say that whenever a person acts, he acts based on what his first machshava was, so mahader pigula b'shlishis lamali. So why does he have to say, "Oh, during the third one, I'm having shas, having a psul machshava here as well"? The fact that he said that during this third one tells us that for the second one he didn't have it. I mean, in a normal case, whatever a person's das rishon is, that carries through the whole way. And we would normally say it's possible because since during the first sprinkling he had a psul machshava, that carries through for all the matirs. But since this particular Kohen Gadol said during Shas Rishona, I'm having psul machshava, Shas Shnia, he's quiet, so we assume he has the same psul machshava. But then during the third sprinkling, he says, I'm doing this third sprinkling, Nas, whatever is the psul machshava, Lizman. So wait a second, why are you saying it during the third one and you didn't say it during the second one? That's megala to us that during the second one he did not have that psul machshava, and that's why we're saying here it's not possible of pigul according to the chachamim. Again, otherwise why would he have to say during the third one he's having psul machshava again? So then the Gemara says the problem with this pshat is maskivla, last few lines of the page here, maskivla Rav Ashi mide shasa katani. Does the Brisa say anything about him being quiet at all that he has to say this? That you can make such an okimta? There's no mention of shtika here at all. So Ella, there's a new okimta, the Gemara says. Ella Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Hacha b'mayaskin. What's the case here? Kagon shepigal b'rishona b'shnia. And v'shlishis, so the Brisa takes it, we take it out of that gear, so we'll look at Rashi in just a second. Where he was pigal during the first one, he's mefaga during the second one, but during the third one he was quiet. So Darminan, Isakadaitach, kola osa das rishona osa, mehada pigal b'shnia lamali. We really hold that whatever psul machshava had initially, whatever he said during the first one, carries itself through the entire, all the other sprinklings. So why does he have to repeat himself again during the second sprinkling? I'm having this psul machshava again. The fact that he repeated this tells us that he was not doing everything, kol ha'osei adas rishona, he was not trying to accomplish. And therefore, in this case, since he didn't say it during the third sprinkling, it's not considered a psul machshava during all the matirs, and that's why chachamim hold that it's not pigul. But again, in a typical case, you would end up saying that maybe, actually, I shouldn't say that. Look at the Amud Beis for a second. The Gemara says, V'ha bain bain katani. Doesn't it say, Rashi explains, ha bain bain katani, demashma achas v'l b'shayim. Bain bain means whether it was only in the first one, whether it was only in the second one, whether it was only in the third one. According to our Kimta, we're saying it was during the first and the second one. That's not the mashmos of the words bain bain, and therefore it's a kasha how to explain this pshat in the Gemara according to the shita of Rav. It sounds like the Brisa says even if the Kohen had a psul machshava during the first one, it's not going to carry through the rest of them, and it sounds like we reject Rav's svara and we do not say kol osa al das rishon hu osa. Now how that works with the halacha maisa unclear. It could be there's a kasha, there's some other way to answer it. It could be the psul of pigul works very differently, but certainly in halacha, we have the concept when you say lishma. We always say when it comes to lishma, you should always say the first thing when I'm doing all the actions of tying my tzitzis, or making my tefillin, or whatever you're making, or matzah, whatever you say initially, lishma, we pass and that applies throughout the entire process of what you're doing. Kol ha'osa, adas v'shona ha'osa. This gemara seems to be a kasha according to that psak, though. Okay, the very top line of Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, we said above that Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigal v'chayav m'lakaris, that if you have a psul machshava during shas of a chatzi matir, that will be enough to make it pigal and chayav karis. So michti, the Gemara says, let's understand, let's analyze the opinion of Rabbi Meir just for a moment here. Michti, karis lo mechayav ad shiyakavu kol matirin, you're not chayav karis until you're makriv all the different matirin of the karbon. Damar Mar, Mar tells us that Yeratze, it says in the pasuk Yeratze by Pigol, it says Im Heachal Yeachal b'Yom Hashlishi Pigol Hu La Yeratze. The language La Yeratze is used. Kartas Kasher. It also uses the lashon Yeratze when you do it carbon properly. It says Shor Chesev O Eid Ki Vali Dehavaya Shivas Yamim Tachas Imo M'Yom Hashmini V'Hala. You have to wait 8 days to bring an animal as a carbon. Yeratze Lo Carbon Yishal Hashem. So it says Yeratze when you bring a carbon properly. It says Lo Yeratze when you do it Pigol. So now the Gemara makes a hekesh here. The Amar Mar again. Yiratze kartas kasher kachartas pasul. The way hartas kasher is done, that's the way hartas psul is done. How so? Mahatas kasher ach yikru kwa matirin. Just like when you bring a carbon, it's only acceptable once you've done all the matirin necessary, whether it's the kmitza and the lavona, or whether it's shei bezichin, all the matirin have to be there for you to fulfill your mitzvah of the carbon. Afartas pasul ach yikru kwa matirin. The same thing should hold true, that all the psum should be, you have to have psum machshava for all the matirin for it to be a lo yiratze, for it to be a real pigel and chayv karis. So the Gemara says the problem with this though is in this case though, kevin de chashiv ba b'fnim pasle. When you had your first machshava during the first zrika, so what happens is all the remaining blood is viewed as what? It's nothing more than water. Again, v'hai kevin de chashiv ba b'fnim pasle. Why don't you have psum machshava inside on the Kodesh Kedashim when you're doing the avodas for Yom HaKippurim? So it disqualifies that carbon. And kimad de behecha, when you go ahead and sprinkle from that same cow the blood on the hecha, on the paroches, maya ba'amahu de kamadi, all you're sprinkling is water, because everything else now is disqualified. So where do you have all the matirin? It's like sprinkling water. Water's not a matir. So even though physically it's blood, but once you've rendered this animal as a pigle, all the remaining blood is no better than water, and you haven't been makriv all matirin. And if you haven't been makriv all the matirin, so memela, you can't be considered layiratze, because it can't be a din of pigle. So Gemara says, Amarabba says, Mishkachas la ba'arba parim varba sirim. Now it's a situation where you brought four different cows, four different goats. And when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there are four different stages of the goat, and four different stages of the cow. So you're right, Eina Chanami, when you shech the animal of the power for the Bein Abadim, and you have Psul Machshava, it makes all the remaining blood possible of that cow. So what happens here, the Kohen Gadol brought a second cow, a new fresh cow for the Heichal. And then you have Psul Machshava for the cows of the sprinklings on the Heichal. Now the remaining blood's water. So then he shechs another cow, a third cow, to do the sprinklings on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He does a separate cow and a separate goat for each stage in order to satisfy this idea that each carbon is going to have a psul machshava. Because again, if you go based on the psul machshava initially of the sprinklings, the remaining blood's water, ba'alma, it's viewed as water, and it cannot have a din of machshava on mayim. That's the suggestion of Rabbah. Rava comes along and says, no, Amar filu tema parechad v'sar echad, even if you're talking about one cow, one goat, lifkule miratze. Ein hachanami, when it comes to when you shecht, when you sprinkle the blood of the par and the bein habadim, we view the rest of it as water. I mean, the rest of it cannot accomplish a ritual anymore, the kashrus. But with regards to making it pigel, we don't view that remaining blood as water, it's really viewed as blood. And with respect to making it pigel, when he goes ahead and sprinkles the blood of that pasul par onto the paroches, and the blood on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, it still is considered dam, at least with respect to pigel, and therefore it would render it pigel and chayiv karis.
Just understand that progression. Mahatzos kosher ad shekiva kol matirim, so afatzos pasul ad shekiva kol matirim. I mean, kosher, I understand, the whole thing has to be kosher, but why do you see...
That's exactly kosher. That's the din. The Torah tells us that in order for it to have a din of pigel, all of them have to be, all the sprinklings must be brought. That's the din. That's the chiddush of the Torah. So the Gemara tells us now, Arbaim v'shalosh. We said on the Amud Aleph that there were a total of 43 sprinklings in Yom HaKippurim. We said 8 in the, 8... of the cow in the Kodesh Kedashim, 8 of the goat, that's 16. Another 8 in the Parochas of the cow, another 8 of the goat, that's another 16, that's 32. Then we said we had seven. We said, was it? We had 4 first of the corners of the Mizbeach. Then we had 7. We mixed together on the top of the Mizbeach, but anyway, that was 43. The Gemara says, "V'hat Tanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us Arbam v'Sheva? There were 47, not 43." And the Gemara says there is no problem here. Lokasha, ha kamandamar marvin lekranos, ha the kamandamar ein marvin. There's a machlokas. When you put the four, you pour the blood onto the four corners, do you mix the cow blood and the goat blood together and then pour it onto the four corners, or do you do it separately? So if you assume that it was separately, so then you're going to have another 4 that wasn't listed before. That gives you 43 plus 4. That's the total of 47. That's the brisa, arbam v'sheva. Then the Gemara says, isn't there another Brisa that tells us v'hatanya arbam v'shmona, there's 48. So where are you getting that the last one from? The Gemara says, "Lo kasha ha kamandamar shiraim ma'akvin ha kamandamar shiraim lo ma'akvin." Depends whether or not you hold the remaining blood, the shiraim, which ultimately gets poured on the yisod of the mizbech hachitzon. After the Kohen Gadol finishes doing the sprinklings on the mizbech hapanimi, he brings the remaining blood, the shiraim, on the mizbech hachitzon. There's a yisod there. The machlokes, whether that's ma'akev or not, with regards to mizbech hapanimi. With regards to a regular carbon mizbech hachitzon, we said it's definitely not ma'akev. But there is a debate whether the carbon, the shrine of the carbon panimi, well, that's ma'akev. So if you assume that's ma'akev, even the shrine is ma'akev, that's your 48th sprinkling that's necessary for Yom HaKippur. Okay, the Gemara asks the question now, Ibayilahu, last three narrow lines of the Amud here, Ibayilahu. Pigal b'halacha ma'a. What if you have a pigal during the halacha? What exactly does pigal b'halacha mean? So Rashi explains here, pigal b'halacha komets. He adds in the word komets here. My. Mi havia chatzi avoda upligi? Is this considered chatzi avoda where you're going to walk the kmitza to the mizbech? Is that half a matir? And Rabban would argue, and it wouldn't be pigal ad shifaga b'chol matir, kolomer af b'olacha levona. You also have to have a pigal during the holacha of the levona to the mizbech. Olo pligi, or maybe they don't argue in this case. So that's the suffix. The Gemara says that this is a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan holacha b'kikmitza. He thinks that holacha is like kmitza alone, which means what? Rashi says, the kmitza havya avoda shlema dein kmitza bilvona. When it comes to kmitza, there's no kmitza by lavona. Kmitza we only do by the solus, by the flower. So when the Kohen does kmitza, has a psul, machshava during kmitza, that's considered the only matya at that moment, and it would be considered a pigal, even chachamim. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan thinks about the holacha. The holacha of the kmitza to the mizbeach, it's considered independent of oda, and therefore would be considered pigal. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Reish Lakish says a holacha is kaktara. Just like haktara, you need two haktaras. There's haktaras kmita, and there's also haktara levona. There are two matirim. So too, there are two halachas: halacha of kmita and halacha of haktara. In which case, if you have pigal during halacha of kmita alone, that wouldn't be enough to make it into pigal. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, "Bishma, I understand Reish Lakish." Ikanami holacha de lavona. Reish Lakish makes a lot of sense. Just like you have to schlep the kmitza over to the mizbeach to makdir, you have to schlep the halavona. So this is clear that if you were to ask me, I would tell you very simply, holacha of kmitza is certainly half an avoda. It's only a half a makdir because you have to still bring the holacha of the lavona. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning? Why does he think holacha of kmitza stands alone as a complete avoda? What happened to holacha of lavona? Isn't that its counterpart? So Amar Rava, Rava explains, Kesava Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, Kol avoda sheina materes, anything that's not materes, it's considered avoda chashuvahi lepagel alea bifnei atzma. What does this mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Kol avoda sheina materes kigon holacha d'lo ma'akvim. Anything that's not required. You don't need the halacha to be matir. You can do a halacha. You can bring the levona over to Mizbeach if you want, but you could also efshir lahoshit zelzeh. You could have a line of kohanim and passing levona one to the next without every one of them moving the leg. You don't need a halacha at all. So since you don't need the halacha, and therefore it doesn't become a necessary matir, so when you have a, psum achshava during halacha of the kmitza, that's considered standing alone. You don't need to have a machshava also during halacha of levona, since the halacha levona is dispensable. Okay, the Gemara now says the two wide lines down. Amar le Abaye, hare shchitas echam nekvasim davoda shina matirasa upliga. So is it really true whenever you have an avoda that's not matir something, it should stand alone? So we have shchit of yushech the one of the kvasim of a shavuos. And the shechita is not considered matira. Why is not matira? Rashi explained, it's not bold here, but Rashi says, shechitasa ena materis lo basa lo emurim, the zurika matirasam. Shechita is not matir anything. The shechita doesn't matir the basar to be eaten. It's not matir the blood and things to go in the mizbeach. It's the zurika of the blood of the mizbeach that's matir the kohen to eat the basar. It's matir placing the emurim on the mizbeach. The shechita is just a prerequisite, but the shechita is not itself a matir, and yet even though it's not a matir, we find that there's a machlokis about this. So the Gemara says, what's a machlokis? The Tanan. The Mishnah tells us, shachat echa min hakvasim lechol shtei chalos lemachar. If you shecht one of the kvasim on Shavuos in order to eat the shnei lechem tomorrow, which is a psul machshava, or Hiktirachem and Abazichin, you're machti one of the Bazichin of Lavona of the Lechem upon him, with the Das of Lechel Shnei Sadarim Lamachar, with the Genab Sumach Shava. So what's Hilacha? Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel. Again, Rabbi Meir is Lashitasa, we should know at least by now, Rabbi Meir holds a Chatzi Mati is enough to make it Pigel. So Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel, Bechayav Malav Kares. And yet again, Chacham Omrim Ein Bokaris Ad Shifaga B'chol Matir. And he holds, you're not chayv until you do all matir, until you shecht both animals, until you've been maktir both the bazichin here. So how can we don't say here as well? Shouldn't we say that since Shechita is not materis, it's the Zrik that's materis, and whenever something's not materis, we say it's considered avodah chashuva in its own right. So why don't we say here, when you shecht the keves, since it's not matir, that itself should be enough to make it pigel?
Don't you have to do a shechita to get to a zrika?
But still, fundamentally, at least the concept, is not viewed as a matir. See, it is different in that a halacha can be dispensable. You don't need to do halacha at all. Shechita, it's indispensable. You need the shechita to get to that point. But at least conceptually, it's not viewed as the matir. So the Gemara says, Amar lei mi savras lechem b'taner kodesh. Whoever said that when you bake the lechem in the tanner, that's what's mekadesh lechem, that's what's matir, if you will. Shchitas kvasim mekadshila. We assume that when you bake the lechem, mashe lechem in the oven, it's a very nice thing, it's a beautiful thing to do so, but there is no intrinsic kedusha yet to the shnei lechem. It's only when you shech, the kohen shechs the shnei kvasim, does it make the lechem, the shnei lechem, kadosh. So now once we establish that the shchita is mekadesh, the shtei lechem, then the Gemara makes another jump. Habala kadesh kibala hatir damim. In any avoda that's coming to sanctify something has the same qualities of being matir something. It's creating something new. Lekadesh is asering something or it's sanctifying. Matir is removing a certain thing, but it's accomplishing something significant. So just like Chacham hold, when something's being matir, you need both matir and kol matir. So too, when you mekadesh something, you need all the mekadshim. And since in this case we're only shechting one of the kvasim and not both them, it won't be considered pigel according to Chachamim. Okay, the Gemara asks a question, Mesa, Rav Simi Barashi, Achem, Omer, Mother say, Hiktim Mulim, now we're talking about Karban Pesach, Rashi points out. When it comes to shechting the Karban Pesach, so you have to have in mind those who are roi for the Karban Pesach. People who are roi lachila, people who have a bris mila. So let's say the Kohen shechts the Karban Pesach with the following das. Hiktim, he first has in mind to shecht on behalf of the Mulim, those who have bris mila, and then la'arelim, kasher. Because he had in mind first the Mila, and we go, call Osa, Das Rishon, Hu Osa. But let's say now he says, Hikdim, Arelim, Lemum. Let's say he had in mind those who are an Arel before those that are Bris Mila, Pasel. Because the first Das was on the Arelim, which are Pasel. For Kaimelan, we Paskin, the Bechatzi Matir, Pligi. So we assume that they're arguing about the Chatzi Matir, well, that's the Machlokas. What's he saying here? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says here, the Kai Malan, around 8 narrow lines up or so, the Perek Tamen Nishchat B'Meseches Psachim, Alma, we see from here, Avoda Sheina Materes, V'lo Mekadeshes Kigon Hacha. The Avoda, the Shechita of the Karim Pesach, is not Matir, anyone to eat it yet, you need the Zrika, and it's not Mekadesh anything either here. The Lek Lechem Detaktish, there's no Lechem to speak of on the Karim Pesach, it stands alone. So the Shechita is not Materes, nor is it Mekadesh anything here, yet we still see that there's a Machlokas, whether that will serve as a matir. Again, we said above that even though Chacham hold in general, you need all the matirin to create pigel, the one exception where Chacham agree, if it's an avoda, that's not materis, that's insignificant, it's not really matir, so then we view that as an independent avoda, in which case it can be pigel because it has nothing to do with matirin. So shechting on Karban Pesach has nothing to do at all with being matir anything, and it's not mekadesh anything either, and yet we still, even though it's not materis, we still see there's a machlokas. But shouldn't Chacham agree in this case, since it's not materis, it should be considered pigel? Amar lei, mi savras dam b'tzavar behema kadosh. Who says that the blood on the neck of the behema, that's when the dam becomes kadosh for the mizbeach? Dam sakin mekachila, the knife, the shechita itself is what's mekadesh. So we see that there is some sanctity taking place here, and then we can apply habala kadesh kibala hatir dami. Just like a person is mekadesh something has the same din as someone who's being matir, which means again, just like chacham hold, when you're being matir something, you need kol matirim. So too, when you're shechting something, you need all the matirim. And so the case here is, I didn't read this before him, Rashi says, explains that when you're having in mind during Siman Rishon and Siman Sheni, when you shech the animal, there's shnei simanim, two simanim that you have to shech for the animal to be kosher. So the situation where during one of the simanim, one of the matirim, if you will, you had in mind the arelim, and the other one you had matirim, the mulim. So here, since you did not have a psum achshava for both matirim, for both simanim, that's where there's this discussion here. So even though you're not really being matir anything, you're really being makadish something, one is being makadish, a bala kadish, is kibala hatir dami, which is chacham hold, you have to have shnei matirin, shnei makadish in order for it to be considered pigal. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tashma, bamed vamamurim, when is this all true? Bekemita, uvematan kli, ubehilach. When is this whole discussion here? Rashi says, where you're mefalgan in avodah of komets, when this whole discussion exists, is only true when it's during the kemita, or placing the kemita in matan kli, or hilach, or bringing it over to the mizbeach. So my lav, what does it mean? Hilach daktara is not referring to schlepping the kemita over while in the kli to be poured out as the aktara onto the mizbeach. And look at Rashi to explain the first why line down. Rashi says, "My la behilach daktara b'katani dilo pligi rabbanan." Rabbanan are arguing this case b'tiyufta dresh lakish, meaning even though hilach is not considered a matir, so you say hilach, it's still subject to pigel. And we had the question above. We wanted to know what's the halacha if the kohen is mefagel during halacha of kmitza. Reish Lakish said, no, since you haven't done pigel during halacha of Lavona, it's considered a kachatzi matir. But this Braisa clearly says here, when it comes to halacha, namely halacha of haktara, it would be pigel. And we see we don't need the pigel during Shas Lavona as well. So this is a kasha for Reish Lakish. Reish says, no. Lo, we're not talking about hiluch of the haktara sakomet, we're talking about hiluch de matan kli. So Rashi explains hiluch de matan kli is kishemolichi laseita bekli. When you take the kemitza, the initial kemitza, and you walk it over to put it into the kli, to drop the kemitza into a kli, that's considered avodah shlema. There's no such concept by Lavona. That's when it stands alone. Be'enach nami Reish Lakish would say if it's halacha lemizbeach, it wouldn't be enough to be mefagel because you still need the halacha of the Lavona to the mizbeach as well. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi b'matan kli u'behilach, it should be behilach matan kli mibarli. It's out of order. Because if you're talking about the hilach into the matan kli, the word the Braisa should presented it, kemitza, hilach, and then matan kli. The fact that it says hilach after matan kli tells it referring to bring the kli to the mizbeach. So Gemara, holo kasha, that's not a problem. Tani hachi, that's what the Braisa says. It says it's referring to a case of the order should be switched around. It should say kemitza, hilach, and then matan kli. So then the Gemara says, "Bala laktara." I guess the Braisa "bala laktara" should say "bala lahalacha mibarle." Does the Braisa say that? We didn't have that in the Braisa, did we?
Later on.
Okay, the Braisa later on says "bala laktara." It should say "bala halacha mibarle." It should say coming to do a halacha. It should have said if it's really referring to halacha as opposed to haktara. Gemara says halakasha kaven to the halacha the tzar haktarhi, since the halacha to the matan kli is ultimately for the purpose of a haktara, we could still call this a halacha karle haktara. Even though it's not directly to the haktara, there's a stage in between, again referring to halacha to the matan kli, which is then followed by another halacha to the haktara. We could even call the halacha to the matan kli as a halacha of haktara, since ultimately that's where everything's going to go. So then the Gemara says, Ella, nasenis akomets b'shtika holich mibarle. I guess the Braisa also says, when you put the kemitza in the shtika, it should say, not nasin it's a comment, it should say, hilach, you're walking the kemitza to the matan kli, in which case it sounds very difficult to re-explain this Braisa to support Reish Lakish, and the Gemara ends up as a kasha, and sounds like from the Braisa it probably is a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, that holach of kemitza to mizbeach would be sufficient to be mefagel the karba. Let's finish off the Braisa now, the Gemara. Gemara says, hikdir shum shum, lechol shum shum. Well, I didn't take a look at it. Hikdir shum, what's shum shum?
Sesame.
Sesame. Why are we doing sesame here?
Sesame size pieces of the comets.
Okay. So hikdir shum shum, lechol shum shum, achikala komets kula. So let's say the Kohen is, he's makdir of the komets, a sesame size of the time, in order to eat a sesame size of the shiraim chutz zmano. Until he does this each kernel, each particle, one at a time, until Acha Kala Komitzkul, until he does all Kemitza. So in the end of the day, he did all the Kemitza with the Psul Machshava to eat the Shiraim Bechut Zman, but he did it in piecemeal. So what's Halacha? Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Sheshes have a machlokas. The three-way machlokas here. Chadam are pigo. One thinks it's a pigo. Who cares how, you know, how small amounts I did this. I did it so many times that in the end of the day, lemaisa, I've got a full kamita with a full psul machshava. Chadam are possible, but it's not going to be real pigo. If I eat these shiraim, it won't be kares. And chadam are kasher. This is mamish kasher completely. So the Gemara explains now, Lema, Pigo, the one who holds Pigo, is like Rabbi Meir, because he holds Chatzi Matir, would be Pigo. That's why, even though if you do a small size of a sesame seed, that's enough. Mandam or Pasol, Krabanam. The Rabbanan hold that Chatzi Matir, although it's not Kareis, it still would be Pasol. So that's the one who holds this case would be Pasol. And Mandam or Kasher, whose Kasher that would be Kurebi. Why that be Rebbe? So Rashi points out Rebbe, five lines up from the bottom. Rebbe holds what? Damar Le'el, we learned the Daf Yadalad a couple days ago. Omer Ani, Shezeh Kasher, Dein Chatzai Mitzdarf, and he thinks a Chatzi Matir is completely Kasher. So this three-way Machlokis Amarayim sounds like it lined up perfectly to a three-way Machlokis in the Tanayim. So the Gemara says, Mimai, why do you have to line this Machlokis up with Machlokis of Tanayim? Dilma, perhaps we could suggest as follows. Ad kan lo kam Rebbe Meir hasama el dechisha b'shiro. Rebbe Meir only said his din that Chatzi Matir works as long as he thought of a shear, of a full shear. Even though it was only a Chatzi Matir, but it was, of that Chatzi Matir, of that kmitz alone, you had a proper shear. About hach the lo chisha b'shiro, but here you're talking about sesame sized the particles. Lo, he will not allow you to apply the din of Chatzi Matir's pigo. And moreover, v'ad kan lo kam Rabban hasam. Rabban only said there that a Chatzi Matir is possible, el de lo chashabe kibikula matir, where in the end of the day you only did half a matir. Aval hacha here, the chishive bechuli matir, hach nami de pagil. Maybe this case chacham would be the opposite, even though you did everything in piecemeal, in the end of the day you had a psumach shava and all the kmitza, even though it was broken up, in the end it's all there. Maybe this case Rabbi Meir would agree, Rabban would agree, it would be pigal, since this isn't a case of chatzi matir, this is kuli matir, although it was a very slow process, in the end it was a kuli matir. And furthermore, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Hasam, Rabbi only says there that's kasher, el delo hader malya meosa voda, you never completed that avoda. Aval hacha, the hader malya meosa voda here, but you did the entire kmitza, even though it was very slow, hachanami de pasal. Maybe he would agree in this case it should be pasal. So the Gemara says really what should be is as follows. Leman damar pigol, divrakol, everyone holds pigol, the one who holds pigol will be divrakol. What does that mean? The one who holds pigol, that this case here, the sesame, holds pigol, the sesame size, the kmitza would be pigol, he thinks everyone would hold pigol as well, Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan, and Rabbi. Mandar pasul, the one who holds pasul, diverkol, umandamar kasha diverkol. Whatever the shita is, they think that everyone would hold in their shita. It's not a dependent at all to what they hold by the chatzi matir. So mandamar pigol, the one who holds pigol, diverkol, kasavar, derach achil bakach, derach akhtar bakach. Just like people could eat this way, some people like to eat away like little pieces at a time. So that's considered a normal way of haktara to be makdir certain things ma'at, and therefore would be considered pigol. Ma'an damar pasul, the divrakol, he holds pasul but not pigol. Everyone would hold pasul. Why? Kesavar ein derech achil b'kach ve'ein derech haktar b'kach. This is not the normal way people ate, and not the normal way people do haktara. V'havilei kimincha shlohu k'tara. It's as if the mincha was never brought as a proper akhtara, and therefore it can be pigol, but it still would be considered pasul. And ma'an damar kasher, divrakol, everyone would hold it's kasher. Why? Kesavar derech akhtar b'kach, ve'in derech achil b'kach. This is a normal way to do akhtara, but it's not a normal way to do an achila. So although the akhtara, with regards to being makhtar to the kmitza, is fine, but since you had in mind of the shirayim separately, and the shirayim is meant to be eaten, it would be completely kasher, and not an issue, not pasul, and certainly not chiv karis. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.